Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Marine Le Pen will file a motion of censure against the government in the event of the use of Article 49.3 of the Constitution for the pension reform. The president of the RNMPs also says she is ready to vote all the motions submitted. In parallel, the government still counts on a majority Thursday to vote on the text. Meanwhile, the fight against reform continues, and with that come disruptions. The strike continues in several refineries. In Paris, garbage continues to pile up. More than 5,000 tons of waste have not been picked up. And since this morning, access to the Michelin sites of Gravanche and Chantemerle in Clermont-Ferrand are blocked. After a one-month break, prices are starting to rise again at the pump, with more than a 2-cent increase last week, according to the latest statement from the Ministry of Ecology. A liter of diesel cost on average €1.84 and unleaded €1.89. Accelerating the construction of new nuclear reactors is the objective of the bill presented today at the National Assembly. The text aims to expand existing power plants to install additional reactors. To achieve this, the executive wishes to simplify administrative procedures. A 24-year-old woman is indicted for murder in Dinan, Côte d'Armor. She is suspected of having fatally injured her partner with a knife Friday evening. The victim's 5-year-old son, who witnessed the scene, was taken care of by psychiatric emergency services. In rugby, after the historic victory of the 15 de France on Saturday in England, the team now suffers a hard blow with the withdrawal of second row Paul Willems. Hit in the thigh at Twickenham, he returned to Montpellier and will not play the last day of the Six Nations tournament on Saturday against Wales. And then watch out for thunderstorms. 28 departments are under orange weather alert, from the Spanish border to Alsace via the Massif Central and Bourgogne-Franche-Comté. So be careful. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.